Good morning. It's September 27th, 2011. The time is 9:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York on a Tuesday morning. Forgive me, Father, forgive me, Mark Rock, for I have sinned. I have not done an audio boo in a month. My last audio boo was a month ago today. A lot has been happening in my neck of the woods here the last month, especially the beginning of this month. The cover art of this audio boo is a picture of part of the dike that surrounds the village I live in, and that would be the west portion of the village. And that picture there is probably about less than a quarter mile from my house. I've got a visual outside my window of that dike, and that water is the water that was impinging that side of the dike, which has never happened. This dike was built back in 1972, and it's the first time the western side of the dike has been impinged. Now the eastern side, that's over on the other side of the village, there's a big stream that flows next to the outside of the dike there and leads into the Susquehanna River. That always gets flooded up, and that was almost lapping over on this flood that we had from September 7th to the water started receding that weekend, right, of September 11th. I feel very fortunate, almost guilty in a sense, I guess. That's why I guess I really haven't been audio booing. I have done some blog posts, and I'm doing the Twitter and keeping up with the you know, what's going on Google Plus and the Facebook, but it just when you see the pictures of the area, what people are contending with, and aid is coming and help is coming, you know, people are getting help is there. I just feel very lucky, I guess. And you know, I just sometimes I'm asking myself, why didn't you know, I got 3.5 feet of water in our basement, but compared to other people that had water up into their first floor of their houses, it was heart-wrenching, especially the next village over, Village of Owego. They ended up getting they had probably 3 feet of water throughout the whole village area, which has never happened. I can remember back growing up in 1972, Hurricane Agnes, and we had a flood then in 72, and then even the 06 flood, it never flooded over into the village itself, the main downtown portion there. The significance of this flood is this picture right here. That dike saved the village I live in. It kept the water at bay. We had water in basement and whatnot, but for the most part, it kept what could have possibly been a significant damage if the dike would have breached. And and like I said, it just amazes me on the western portion of what this picture, the cover art, depicts. This dike is approximately 20 to 25 feet high, so it was within 2 feet of the top on that side. And like I said, it's the first time it's ever had water on that side. Of course, there's a smaller stream up the road from there that was overflowing, but I'm getting back into the swing of it here. I'm on my last day of a 4-day break, and I thought I'd take an opportunity after taking a walk with Max and snapping that picture. Or no, that was a picture taken. I took some other pictures, but this picture shows a better. And plus, it was the day of the flood. But getting back from a walk with Max, and got some things to do. And I'll be audio booing here. I'll catch up on that. I am always tweeting. You follow me on Twitter at Fireman Rich, and I'm also on Google Plus, and my blog there, titled Fire Protection and Fire Prevention, as well. I am not a stranger here on Audio Boo, so I will continue with them. So you all be fire safe, be fire wise, learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and peace.